Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. So as a counselor, I'm always intrigued by having the opportunity to talk with someone who's grappling with this issue day in and day out. And I think that our culture is so grief averse that I want to start there. How do you do it? Do people ask you this? I mean, how do you deal with grief every day and keep your heart soft and light and joyful? It seems like it's a really tough topic.
It is, and it's a topic that most of us want to avoid because the stories of grief and suffering aren't usually happy, and they're not always easy to tell. So we don't. Basically, we bottle them up, we push them down, and we close up shop, and our pain sits, sometimes for decades. And so I think we miss the opportunity to really understand the event or the series of events that were responsible for breaking our hearts. But how we respond to the losses of our life and the changes in our life, Kim, really determines what happens to our hearts. And so I think it's so critical that we not only identify the losses in our lives, because a lot of people don't even realize what some of the abstract losses, the more elusive losses in their lives were, much less put words to their pain. And so time goes on and those losses build up and build up like a stack of unpaid bills. And so one day we wake up and we wonder why we've lost heart.
Yeah, I think that that's important, that sometimes we don't see a cumulative effect of loss. And I'd like to have you speak more about the abstract losses that you reference. What sorts of things does that include?
Well, abstract losses is a term I coined in the book. I mean, we get the concrete losses in our life, like death, divorce, betrayal. But abstract losses are more elusive. Things like shattered dreams, unmet expectations, a loss of identity, a role loss, losses of innocence, you know, if you've been abused at a young age, a loss of hope. That's a very tragic loss. Loss of faith, loss of trust if I've been betrayed. And so these are things that are a little more elusive, a little harder to identify and have us put words to, but certainly things that dramatically impact our belief system. And again, if we don't pay attention to them, they can build up and weigh our hearts down, causing us to become depressed or anxious. So identifying these losses and putting words to them is critical to healing.
Hi, I'm Kim Cotola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.